time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Jade Powell. He is the Regional Economic Development Strategist with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. We're going to be discussing the CARES Act grant, what it's going to be used for and how to apply for it and all the ins and outs of it. Jade, thank you so much for taking out the time today.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, for having me out here to talk a little bit about this opportunity that we have here in Carbon County to help the small businesses and these small franchises that we have here in the county.
So let's start with what is the CARES Act and what the grant can do for people.
So I'm sure a lot of people have been reading on the news, seeing the newspaper about the CARES Act that Congress has passed. A little portion of that money has come down to all the counties in Utah. A piece of the CARES Act was given to the state of Utah. The state of Utah then allocated it to all the counties and the county, Carbon County, along with its member cities, East Carbon, Wellington, Price, Helper, have all decided that they wanted to do a small business grant program to help small businesses in the county recover from the COVID pandemic. And so with that said, we have just together pulled together just over $1 million to grant out. And a grant is free money that we, well, I guess I shouldn't say free. You still have to, it still will be taxable. There's still an application process, but it's not a loan where you have to pay it back. A grant is if you can prove that you've had a loss and that you're going to do it for the eligible expenses and stay within the application parameters, then you'll be good to go. So I will say Carbon County will do all the businesses in the unincorporated areas. Price City will pay for all the businesses in Price City, East Carbon for all the businesses in East Carbon, Wellington for all the businesses in Wellington. But essentially, the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, myself, as well as Brandon McCandless, a staff person at the AOG, will be doing all the underwriting processes, helping answer questions that a business may have, and just kind of helping the county out.
So what are some of the things that this will help cover? So I guess, let me rephrase that. What are some of the things that the grant can be used for?
Right. So first I'll start by saying the max that a business could ask for is as much as they can show a loss. And this is a loss from March till present of 2019, compared to March of 2020 to present. And what's that loss? And so that's the max that a business can ask for. And with that, the grant could then be used to pay for rent, utilities, payroll expenses, any other costs incurred because of COVID to allow social distancing, PPE, things of that nature.
Okay, so the grant will cover and help with even your operating expenses, things like that you've lost.
Correct.
Okay, so if people are interested in these grants, how do they go about filing the paperwork for them? Who do they need to get in touch with and all that information?
Right. So you can go to, if a business wants to apply, you can go to chooseeasternutah.com. On there, there'll be a little tab that says Business Recovery Grant. You can click on that. You can read the little, the purpose, the eligible activities, who's eligible, as well as the application will be attached at that website. And then you can return the application either one of three ways. You can either email it to Brandon McCandless, and his email is bmccandless@seualg.utah.gov, and that's also in the application, so you don't have to remember that. You can either mail it to us at our offices at P.O. Box 1106, Price, Utah, or you can drop it off to our offices at 375 South Carbon Avenue.
And so one of the things, and you, like you were saying, if people have questions or need help with this, you guys are there for them to help them out with that, right?
Correct. And you can contact me at any time. My office number is 435-613-0022. And I'll answer any questions that you might have on that. One of the main questions that I've had is if a business has already gotten EDIL or PPP or an SBA grant, SBA grant, or something, some other type of government assistance already through the CARES Act, they still may be eligible for this grant. We just have to show that the grant that you had received or the funding that you had received from one of those previously mentioned entities isn't going to be used, that this grant isn't going to be used for those same activities. We just got to make sure that we're not overlaying our funding, double dipping, whatever you want to say. And so I encourage you, if you have received one of those, great. Don't let that limit you to not wanting to apply for this funding.
Okay, so can they just drop in, or do you prefer if they're going to come in for some help, you want them to make an appointment? Or
yeah, I would prefer if you call, make an appointment, make sure I'm there. I am all around in the four county area in Utah, and so just make sure that I'm there. If not, there will be a staff person that can assist you.
All right, so they can head on down to the SEUALG building there on Carbon Avenue, get all the information that they need, and get some help filling this out, because if you need the help, it's there, right?
Right.
Don't let it go to waste.
Yep, and that's why we're here. I might add that we have that this grant opportunity is only open till about the end of November, as that's the time frame that the state has given the counties to push this money out to the small businesses. And so we have until about the end of November. If you miss this opportunity, we are developing a second opportunity through the Community Development Block Grant program that's administered in Carbon, Emery, Grand, and San Juan County through the AOG offices. And that'll be launching towards the end of November, first part of the year, somewhere in there, to help capture some of the businesses that may have fell through the cracks or need that additional assistance.
Okay, so there's always the help, and we could have another round of it coming towards the end of the year, first of next year. Just keep an eye out for that.
Yep.
All right, Jade, once again, if people need to get in touch with you or have questions about this grant, where can they call?
They can call me at my office, 435-613-0022.
All right. Jade Powell, the Regional Economic Development Strategist with the SEUALG, talking about the CARES grant. Thank you so much for coming in and let people know about this.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for letting me be here and help some of these small businesses.
That's what the Association of Local Governments is all about.
And the county's really pushing for it. So the county really wants to help our small businesses.
And once again, I think if you need it, the help is there.
Yep.
All right. So thank you for coming in. Now today, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.